you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me, as always, is Jody Havnot.
Hello.
And Andrew Kiss.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for coming on, guys. I really appreciate y'all being here. So, Kiss Week. We had a lot of interesting things happening. Stories. The NAMM show is going on with the Ibanez guitars. We were talking about that off air, and we're really digging the Ibanez Paul Stanleys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, because this is you know, just something off the top of my head. If you could get any Paul Stanley guitar that he's ever played, what model would you get? What would you get?
You know what I want? It's a little bit off. I think I mentioned it on one of our Strange Ways episodes, but I like that fucking, you know, the BC Rich that he was playing at, like, Creatures, the, like, leopard print one?
Oh, yeah.
With the EMGs?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'd take that one.
If you could choose between, what about you, Andrew? Let me get you first, and then I'm going to ask you another question.
I'm a BC Rich guy, too. I own a Warlock, so I have to say his mirrored Warlock.
Okay, that was going to be my question. And see, for me, that's okay. Out of all of his mirrored guitars, whether it be the Ibanez, the Washburn, the BC Rich, or the Silvertone, I would go with the mirrored BC Rich as well, the Warlock.
Yeah, like on an Animalize Live and Uncensored.
Yeah, that's a badass guitar.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
I mean, no offense to the Ibanez, you know.
And Ibanez is great, too.
Is great. And to me, the Washburn always just seems so big.
Yeah, I never liked the Washburns.
Really? I love the Washburns.
I don't like the body style at all. I think it's goofy looking.
And if you haven't noticed, we're talking about Paul Stanley a bit. It's his birthday week. His birthday was the other day. He's 63 now, I believe. What? What are you laughing about?
Well, there, I got the math wrong last time.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I did get an email about that, and we'll talk about it later. Anyway, we did our Ask Andrew. We did, you know, we had a great week on the podcast. I asked online as well if you could get rid of 80s Kiss for a couple more years of original Kiss, would you do so? And I don't know if you guys were able to follow along. I know y'all work and go to school and everything, but there was a ton of comments, probably 50 or 60 comments, and it was about 50-50. I was really surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There were people going, hell yeah, get rid of that crap, and, you know, I would always want the original Kiss, and then there was people going, no, because I discovered Kiss in the 80s. And, you know, so it really depended.
The first set of comments I saw were, like, only stuff from the 80s. Like, people saying that they'd want the 80s, so I guess a lot of people chimed in.
Yeah, they did. And the three of us, if I'm remembering correctly, we all said, hell no, we want the 80s.
Definitely.
So it's Paul Stanley's week, birthday week, and, you know, the man has been such an influence on so many people. I mean, if you type in online Paul Stanley stage rap, like 1,000 videos come up with nothing but mixtures of Paul Stanley, you know, bullshitting on stage, telling the most craziest stories, you know, and one of them was from the Crazy Nights tour, and that was the one that I remembered the most out of all the times I went and saw Paul Stanley, you know, Kiss in person. And it's a really good story, and I love the way he talks. It's breaking in Lick It Up.
I want to know, do you want to hear a true dirty fucking story? Just in case somebody gets offended easy, this story's got to do with sex. Well, let me tell you something,
this story is true, and it is dirty.
This happened this afternoon when we checked in the town. I went to the hotel. I called downstairs, said to the guy at the front desk, listen, I want to go work out. Guy told me, listen, get in the cab, gave me the directions. I went into this cab, went downtown, got into the health club, grabbed a towel, walked down the hall, went into the room, started to get myself comfortable for my workout. I started to take off my pants when all of a sudden, I turned around and I saw this woman with a towel on with the biggest bucket tits I've seen in Philadelphia, and I'm not joking. She said, baby, I'm gonna let my towel hit the floor. I want you to lie down right over here. I'm gonna sit on top of you. I said, so that sounds good. She said, baby, that ain't nothing. She said, when you're through, I'm gonna slide up just a little bit and you're gonna get all the turkey you can eat. I thought I had it made. All of a sudden she looks up at me. She says, Paul, well, actually she was like this. She said, Paul, wouldn't this mean a whole lot more if we got to know each other? I mean, wouldn't it mean something a lot more special if maybe we went out to dinner? I mean, couldn't it be just magic if you and I went out to the movies tonight? I said to her, baby, I gotta think about this for a minute. Now, I'm a gentleman, so I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Anyway,
yeah,
do you guys have a favorite Paul Stanley stage rap?
I actually do. Mine is, we actually even stuck it on our Crazy Nights, the Strange Ways Crazy Nights episode, because I don't know if he did this on at all the dates on that tour, but in St. Louis, the which was my first Kiss show, he goes into this whole thing. There's this woman with like really big tits in the audience. So Paul breaks into this thing about how like he's going to suck on one, and at the same time,
Bosco.
Yeah, she goes, same time you could drink some Bosco and we get some chocolate milk out of the other one. It's like, seriously, dude? And I actually don't remember that happening at the show. A friend of mine sent me a bootleg of the whole show just because it was my first one, and I freaked out when I heard that one. It's hilarious.
And once again, proving that Paul Stanley is the coolest motherfucker out there.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Just too cool. Anyway, so let me tell you guys, if you're listening, that the topics that we're going to be talking about today, besides Paul Stanley, each of us are going to name our five favorite Paul Stanley songs. And then we're going to also be talking about this video that I found. It's just a couple minutes long. It's a Sean Delaney interview. Apparently there's a documentary being made or wanting to be made. I can't find anything about it, but I want to bring it to people's attention. So and we'll talk about what we saw. And then we're also going to talk about the Tommy Thayer interview, where basically they were asking him about the controversy of him wearing Ace's makeup or the Spaceman makeup. So let's start with, what do you guys want to start with? The Paul songs?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and, well, you know what? Andrew said that his list is controversial. So I'm like waiting. I want to hear Andrew's. You ready to go, Andrew?
Well, I was thinking it'd be to be more build up suspense.
Okay,
like, why don't we each have one, like we each go like
a round robin.
Yeah, round. Yeah.
Okay. I'll start then. My first song is I Still Love You.
Oh, beauty.
Love it.
Especially Unplugged.
Right. We can just really hear Paul wailing.
Yeah, man. When, you know, and that song is so personal to him.
Yeah, I wish that they could still play that one, you know?
Yeah, they can't play that one anymore.
It's my favorite Kiss ballad for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Jody, what you got?
I got. Oh, I'm going to go with Anything for My Baby. I know you don't like that one, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, those verses are fucking spectacular. Paul sounds great and young and just just badass. I love it.
I know you do. Yeah.
I know you know.
Such a great verse, too.
Yeah, the verse is just so great. The chorus is a little hokey, I think.
Yeah.
If I was them, I would have...
The key that they're in when they're, like, during the verse. It's really cool.
Yeah, plus Gene's bass line is kick-ass.
Oh.
I'm gonna re-listen to that song tonight and see if I can't, like, Jody can make it win over Joe.
Right. Take a listen, bro. It's pretty fucking good. You know what I would have done, though? Like, if I would have wrote that song and recorded it, instead of having, like, the rolling toms on the chorus, I would have just done, like, the eighth notes, like, at the beginning, you know what I mean, on the floor tom.
Yeah, kinda the rock and roll all night floor toms.
Yeah. I hear it as Ramones floor toms, but you know me.
Yeah. No, you're right. I didn't like that. Yeah, that's kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
I think the intro at the beginning is kind of lame. Just like, anything for my... But just, like, it's a cool chorus, but just starting off with that is kind of lame.
I'm with that. It's kind of like when they... I don't like when they do that to Tears Are Falling either. I think you do, though, don't you, Andrew?
I do.
Weird.
I don't know.
So what's your first song, Andrew?
You Love Me to Hate You.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
That's in your top five?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like it that much.
I like it too, but man, top five, I don't know.
It's hard to pick, but just that's always stayed on a playlist.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, it really is hard to pick the songs. Paul Stanley's got so many good ones. I just went with my, like, right off the top of my head. Like, my second one is Making Love.
I actually have that one as well.
It's one of the guitar riff starts off killer, and, you know, it's, you know, fifth gear pin through the whole song. I really like it, and his vocals, I think, are great.
Hell yeah. Great guitar solo from Ace.
Oh, God, absolutely. Yes. Yeah,
just
absolutely.
A scorcher.
Yeah, definitely one of those ones that you're like, that's why he was in the band.
Oh, totally. And that totally makes up for it being such a rapey number, you know?
Okay, so what else you got, Jody?
Well, I'm going to go with Lover All I Can.
Okay, I like that
Another
one.
Dress to Kill cut.
So it's going to be a top five Dress to
Dress
Kill.
Dress to Kill song.
Dude, it was, yeah, I mean, you know, you guys know me, but you can't argue with Lover All I Can, though. It's just...
No,
it's
you can't.
It's fucking perfect, bro. Everything about it is perfect, from the verses to the guitar tone to the solo to Peter's big drum fill. It's an absolute perfect Kiss track. That's just my opinion.
No, but I agree. I agree. Yeah, that's a good... What you got, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
They fucking oath.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really good. Yeah, you know, I almost put that on my list.
Yeah. I love that song as well.
Yeah. I can honestly say, you know, being on the cruise and seeing them play it was just so fucking awesome, man. It was like, I know they did it on the cruise before I went on, and then they did it again, more rehearsed this time around, but... Paul really belts that song out.
You know what it is? I think why I like it so much is that it's Metal Kiss without them trying to be Metal Kiss.
Right.
Like, it's just it's a naturally heavy song.
It is. It really
Almost
is.
Almost like a Sabbath School type thing. Like, obviously not that fast, but you know what I mean? Like, they weren't trying to be, like, Poison, or they weren't trying to be Iron Maiden or anyone. It was just a naturally heavy song.
Yeah, true. I just don't like the falsetto vocals on that one.
Oh, I love that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
You're so crazy.
You're so crazy. Listen to you guys. Right? Listen to the little bickering we got going on. It's awesome. All right. My next song is, you guys are both going to have this on your list probably, I'm guessing, but Love Gun.
I do not have Love Gun, though I love it.
I don't have it either.
Wow.
I knew that's your favorite.
That's my favorite Paul Stanley song. That's like, you know, I think that's the song out of all songs, he kills it.
Oh, yeah, he does a great job. Killer vocal. That's just, I don't know, maybe I've just heard that one a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe it was, like, too obvious to, I guess, put on a list, but I know that's your all-time favorite.
It's Paul's all-time favorite as well.
Mm-hmm, because it never leaves the set, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Love Gun.
That'd be weird to see a Kiss show without Love Gun.
It really would.
Although, didn't, like, the first part of the last tour, like, when they were mixing up things, that they didn't play Love Gun? Or maybe they did, and I'm just
off my rocker. It's possible. It's possible. Oh, off the subject while we're going, I know this is sort of off the subject, but you guys saw that Motley's going to be coming back around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my question. You know, they made a big deal about going, we're not doing what Kiss has done, blah, 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 right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so really what they did, see, when Kiss did their farewell tour, they came to Atlanta once, and then they didn't come back for like 2 years, right? Well, what Motley's doing is worse to me than what Kiss did. They came through Atlanta and said, this is our farewell tour. We'll see you guys never again. And then less than a year later, they're going to be back. And all those people that paid that money to see Motley on their last show didn't see their last show. Does that feel more like a ripoff to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can never expect a band to actually quit. They all say they're going, it's over. It never is. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. You're right. But my whole thing is, once again, it's like you dogged Kiss, and then you did something worse than they did. At least Kiss came through Atlanta and said, we're never coming back, and came back 2 years later. But you said, you know, this is our last show ever in Atlanta, and then you came back 11 months later. It's just... To me, you know, it just seems like they shouldn't have dogged Kiss, like, you know.
Yeah, they definitely should never dog Kiss, considering they got their whole shtick from Kiss, like going back to the everything about Motley Crue, you know.
Even the spitting blood.
Right. I honestly can't believe they've been playing live for as long as they have, considering how completely terrible they are live, you know.
Yeah.
Mine is... Vince. Like, he can't sing. Mick Mars is still killing it at his age.
Yeah,
but if your singer sucks, dude, the band sucks. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
and this is true, but the audience usually takes over for half the show anyway.
Yeah.
He's always sticking the microphone out there.
I'm always happy when he does.
Yes, I am.
I can't stand Vince Neil live, dude. He's horrible.
Yeah, he sings half the song and has the crowd sing the other half. Okay, I'm sorry I got you guys all off there. And now we're all pissed off at Vince Neil.
Yeah, fuck Vince.
Fuck Vince Neil. Okay, all right. Jody, what was your next song?
My next song is, can we use something off like Paul's solo album?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Yes.
Well... Today I'm going to... Well, these lists are just kind of like a daily thing. It's not like these
Set changes stone. Every day, sure.
Right. But today I'm going to go with Take Me Away, Together as One. Love that fucking song. What do you guys think about it?
That is a good song.
Yeah. Paul is wailing on it, man. His vocals are impeccable.
Yes, and I will go ahead and say that I also have a Paul's solo album song. I have Tonight You Belong to Me as well.
Ooh, I love that one as well. That's one of the, I almost went with that one, but...
Reminds me of, whatchamacallit, I'm just forgetting, almost the opening to Rock and Roll Over with I Want You, how it just starts, very mellow. And
That's the thing that's so kick-ass about that song, besides Paul's vocal, is how it goes from, it goes from 0 to 50.
Right.
It starts off nice, and it's the light just turned green and you're going, and then all of a sudden they floor it.
I think Paul Stanley loves to do that because he has a lot of songs like that going all the way back to Black Diamond.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. And what else? Yeah. What else do you have, Andrew?
Okay, this one will piss off quite a bit of people, including possibly two. I know one person... in this call, but Heart of Chrome.
Wow.
Curveball there.
Okay, I like that song.
Me too.
I don't like that one at all.
Yeah, I like
and
that song.
I have to say that I'm betraying you, Jody, but I'm starting to really like Revenge a lot more than I used to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Revenge is what it is.
I don't know, I think it is heavy, everyone says it's the who doesn't like it says it's a close, but just like reverse the Hot in the Shade costumes with the Revenge costumes. So just picture them playing like You Love Me to Hate You in like leather trench coats. It's not going to be any more heavy versus like if you got like a lot of brighter costumes and playing like, well, I'm not saying Spit's a good song, but playing something like Spit, it's not going to take away from its heaviness. True. So I don't necessarily think that it's just the clothes.
Who's that song about? Have you guys ever heard?
Samantha Fox?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sold to the BBC, so just think British.
Yeah, yeah. Recently, there was a picture of her online out with her girlfriend, and she was wearing a Paul Stanley t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, you know?
She's a naughty girl.
She is, man. She's always been, hasn't she?
She needs love, too.
Yeah. It's true. Okay, let's see. What else did I have on here? I Stole Your Love.
Oh, nice.
Dude, that song rules.
Yeah, that's a great Paul Stanley song. And another killer Ace solo.
Yeah, Paul plays the first half of it, though.
Right, right, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Which is really neat, yeah.
Yeah. He never gets his due for being a pretty kick-ass guitarist, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I think even recently, didn't Ace jab at him a little bit?
Yeah. You said that Paul's a sloppy player.
Yeah.
But and I disagree. Like,
yeah, I disagree, too. I love Ace, but I don't think Paul's sloppy at all.
I was so happy on the recent tour I can finally hear Paul, because on the couple of tours I saw before, he was under-mixed quite a bit. Or just, his tone wasn't distinctive, so maybe he's doing something nice with those beautiful angle amps that he's using.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. We should have, like, one more apiece, right? Or maybe you have two, Andrew?
I have two, yeah.
Well, hit me with yours.
Take Me.
Yeah, good song.
That's actually probably one of my favorite Kiss song, but specifically from You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best.
Oh yeah,
like, I know version. It's not the unlive version, but it still smokes. And yeah, just hearing that for the first time just blew my mind. And it's probably my favorite Kiss tune.
Wow,
wow.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's a great song.
Listening to it when I was younger. Like, I'm just, how can Paul fit a rocket in his pants, like, not knowing that meant it was so beyond me, but, yeah.
Look, I'm going to let you know right now, like, 80% of the people listening to this show did not understand a lot of the sexual innuendos until they got older. We were walking around singing Love Gun like it was a gun.
Right.
What are they going to do in the ladies' room? That's the girls' washroom. You're going to get in trouble.
That's awesome. Okay, so we got one more piece, right? Because you and I had the same one, right, Jody? With
Making Love.
I'll tell you my last one. You guys are going to be really upset. But
yeah, I said Heart of Chrome, so.
I love Tears Are Falling.
I love that, too.
I like that one a whole lot.
That's a great song. I love.
Why would we be upset by that?
I don't know. Sometimes people are like, dude, Tears Are Falling.
Dude, you know how many times Jody and I talked about how fucking great Asylum was?
Oh, that's a great album.
Oh, yeah. Big Asylum fan.
The video's awful.
Absolutely, but who doesn't love those window wipers?
Window wipers. Yeah.
I'm doing it right now, too.
And what the hell? I just did it, too. And what the hell was the deal with the volcano?
Hey, we're still talking about it, like, 30 years later, yeah. So maybe.
That's a good point.
And those curtains just had to go, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For some reason.
And then Paul's, like, standing in the corner like the Blair Witch or something. Very strange.
I'm going to put the video for Tears Are Falling on podcastrockcity.com as soon as we get done with this. I'm going to have
curtains falling.
All right, Jody.
I'm so sorry.
What's your last one, Jody?
My last one, I went with Let Me Know. Not that Paul sings most of it, but that was a song that, you know, basically started Kiss.
Yeah.
That's the one that Paul played for Gene when they first met, when Gene thought he was the only one who wrote songs, you know what I mean?
Right. That's a good song.
For historical value, I went with Let Me Know.
You wrote songs? Let's hear them.
It's like, hey, Andrew, what would the demon sound like saying happy birthday to Paul Stanley?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Stanley Eyes. Oh, no, we're going Paul Stanley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that was more Hetfield.
Huh? Yeah, it was Hetfield.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me dabba shabba za.
Drink a bunch of coffee today, Andrew.
Yes. I did again.
Yes. My girlfriend's going to be like, Andrew is so great when he talks.
Really? No, I'm not.
Okay. Then we had one more from you, right?
Yep. All right. My last one is, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of a curveball.
And actually fell in love with this song listening to, like, you guys covering it, Jody. Like,
really?
I mentioned to you that before, but yeah, just hearing that for the first time. And my notes under this are, and it's true, listening to this song, I've never been happier, like, in a better mood listening to music before.
Wow.
Like, it's really, I know it's just like a power pop song, but I've never been in a better mood. Like, that song makes me the happiest I'll ever be.
That's great.
Sounds lame. Other people are probably using obscenities at me right now.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this song again and see what is making it move Andrew so much.
I don't know. Just I can be in the most fucking depressed mood and just crank that nonstop.
It's awesome, man. That's a piece of power pop mastery, you know?
It is.
Yeah. Love that song. That's why we covered it. So, yeah, anyone listening, if you want to hear my cover of it, go to The Strange Ways and dig it up. It's pretty
kick-ass. That's my all-time favorite Paul song.
Yeah, and you guys can always catch Andrew and Jody doing the Strange Ways podcast. You guys are on iTunes, right? And you're on Podomatic, and there's, you know, their show is always great and funny. And I listen to every episode, and I love every episode. You guys are hilarious.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Joe. We love you.
Yeah. Group hug.
Right.
Yes, all right. I can't believe I did the hug motion in the air.
I did too.
Same.
How
so
lame.
Weird.
Okay, all right. So happy birthday, Paul Stanley. You are my king of rock and roll. I know you guys feel the same way. Paul Stanley is the man.
He really is.
He really is.
We should make shirts for that.
Greetings from Jan Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Boy and Jody have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater.
the most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theory. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the podcast. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the podcast feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.
Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.